Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, my friend, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's so good to be with you again this Sunday morning with all of our listeners as well. Like you said, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial, Georgia. I'm so happy with what CHI is doing in this town in Northwest Georgia. I'm so thankful to them for being our sponsor as well. I'm thankful as well to LHC, that's Louisiana Healthcare, through Home Care Solutions Home Health, another one of our wonderful sponsors, and also Heartlight Hospice, which is out of Dalton, Georgia, who services all the residents of this area, ministering to patients both through home health and in hospice. Most thankful, though, to CHI Memorial. I'll tell you what, I continue to be excited as a primary care physician in this area that they're building a hospital in Northwest Georgia. I just find that fascinating and wonderful for the residents here. And that should come in the next 3 or 4 years, and I cannot say enough about CHI for what they're doing in this area. Let me remind people as we're heading into the summer season that CHI Memorial would like to invite you to the 7th Annual Elizabeth's Outrun Melanoma 5K and Walk. That is on Saturday, May 11th, 2019, at the Enterprise South Nature Park. All the proceeds of this event benefit the Elizabeth R. Smith Melanoma Fund at CHI Memorial, which supports the prevention, awareness, and research of melanoma, which is a serious form of skin cancer. Now, the first 250 registrants will receive a free hat. If you would like more information, call 423-495-7465. That's 423-495-7465 to learn more about Elizabeth's Outrun Melanoma 5K and Walk, Saturday, May 11th. Ed, what's going on in your world today?
Well, always busy, busy as you are, and I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and we started in 1979, so we did celebrate 40 years about 6 weeks ago, and very excited about continuing this legacy. My daughter, who is Katie Coleman, has the same passion for health and wellness as I do, and she certainly has a heart and a commitment to carry on this tradition within Chattanooga. And what we are is not anymore a simple nutrition store. We have evolved in what we call a wellness center or wellness complex. So we are trying to bridge the gap between basically traditional thinking and methods, along with some concepts of wellness and education and empowering. And I think you and I, Dr. Green, do a very fine job of bridging that gap here on Vital Health Radio. In fact, you know, we talked to Dr. Lassar from the Vascular Institute recently, and I had which I have a lot of people who come and ask me questions constantly. This gentleman had a mother who has been told by her doctor the past 3 months that all we can do is amputate your leg. And I, you know, immediately said, please call the Vascular Institute. Dr. Lassar says he's got, I think he said, a 93% success rate in saving amputations. Does that sound right?
Sounds about right. I'd have to go back and listen to it, but it was fairly impressive.
It was either 93 or 97.
So, either way, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was not less than 93%. And so that's pretty impressive. So I'm hoping that they went there because, as Dr. Lassar said, many times it's just an easier route for the medical professionals just to do an amputation. He's about saving limbs. So kudos to the Vascular Institute. I know that allergies are really, really causing havoc on so many of us, and I actually don't have any, luckily, and yet I'm feeling it. You know, sometimes just that thick throat and all of that. And I looked this, you know, today, and it said that the ragweed is nothing, but the tree and grass pollen is about as high as you can get. And one thing you may know I didn't, is that the peak of this every single day is from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. And I suppose that's when the trees are waking up. I don't know. But I do believe in an herb called quercetin or quercetin. You can pronounce it either way. It is not a drug. It is a natural product that prevents the histamine release within the mast cells. And it's really a cool thing, totally safe, doesn't cause sleepiness or any side effects. And I really rely on that to keep my symptoms down. But I guess you're seeing a lot of allergy people.
You know, every day. I tell you what, this time of the year, there you go. I have drained us from allergies as well, so I have to try that. You know, this time of the year, we are inundated with people with allergies. But frankly, it's so bad right now, you can't tell the difference between, say, a cold and allergies. It looks the same. So we're having to run a lot of tests on that to see. And the only people super happy about that are our allergist colleagues.
Well, just maybe some advice from you. So if someone is coughing up and blowing nose and it's clear, it's generally not infection, right?
That's true. And if you're not feeling sick, you'll know if you're okay. Actually sick. You should. And if you're running a fever, no, that's not allergies. If you're not sure, see your medical provider and check. We have plenty of things we can treat with. We have something similar to what you are talking about, you know, something that works that way, like an antihistamine. So we have that kind of medication, plus the antihistamines that you know, steroids, topical steroids. But you know, some of the best thing is avoidance, plus also saltwater nasal spray is something, you know, natural that you can do, just washing your sinuses out on a regular basis. Most ENT providers recommend that, and it's so easy to do, just saline nasal sprays. I don't know if you do that, but it does work.
Absolutely, because, you know, I've been in a seminar the past 2 days, and there was a really interesting subject we were covering, which is how do you get past poison in the body, and really these kind of pollens become almost a toxic level. And the solution to pollution is dilution. That's the whole concept. So if you have something that is way overburdening your system, the solution to it is dilution. Well, what is that? That is putting more fluids in. That's doing the saline solution. That is diluting the stuff. Now, one thing I'm a huge fan of is something called X-Clear. X-Clear, and I'm not here to sell products, and I never am, never do. But X-Clear, they actually set up at all the medical conferences because they have very strong clinical studies. What X-Clear is, it's got xylitol. We've heard of xylitol. It's a sweetener. And xylitol can be used in many healthy foods. But when you put it in the nasal passages, it actually prevents the pollen from sticking. It doesn't get rid of it. What it does is block some of the sites for bacteria and pollen so that they kind of slide through rather than embed themselves. You do have to use it constantly. It will not unclog you. All it's doing is help block some of these things from sticking. So X-Clear is a pretty cool thing. I always use X-Clear when I fly on airplanes. I'm really not good at using these things, except unless I feel like I'd really, really have to. Like in airplanes, of course, we're concentrating the germs, and I am a hypochondriac, but I'm not a germphobe, so it's kind of weird.
Well, you know, also avoidance as well. I mean, we don't talk about that enough, really, but just simply avoiding getting out in that. If you do, let's say you went out and mowed the grass in the morning, go back inside, take a shower, wash all that off, change your clothes. Simple things can help.
Yeah, because it is kind of like the cup running over theory that, you know, you're filling the cup and you're really not sensing or feeling anything negative. But once that level reaches a certain point and then it's like the cup's flowing over, that's where all the symptoms come in. Well, let's lower the cup. Let's empty it somewhat. And you're right. So washing the clothes and getting back inside and putting your car on recirculate. And also, I'm personally a massive commitment to the air filters in my home, because most people buy the little cheap $4 air filters. Those do not do much for these little compounds called pollen because they're too small. And if you spend the $20 instead of the $4, I think it's money well spent, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. That's another part of avoidance right there. Spend a little more money, get a HEPA filter. It's money well spent.
Yep. And so I don't have one yet, but my daughter has a really cool house filter. And when I went over there to take care of her dogs last week, they had gone to Florida. And I was in the house, and I was like, this is the cleanest, clearest air I have felt in a long time. And then I realized that I had advised her to get something that I didn't do. And the air was just like something out of Florida right by the beach. And I'm going to purchase one for my bedroom, because these air filters, we cannot expect them to do the whole house. You have to choose the biggest room, or the room you want to spend the most time in, which for me would be the bedroom. And put it in there so you can have this super clear air. Because, you know, indoor pollution is often far worse than the pollution you get when you're driving downtown. It just is. So that's a thing that we all need to think about. I know you're old enough to remember this, Dr. Green. Do you remember how nasty Chattanooga's air used to be?
You know, I was talking about that to some friends the other day. Used to drive down from the Ridge Cut and just hit smog. You remember those days? Smelled awful, horrible.
It smelled awful, and it was like, I know that I mention this sometimes, I fly airplanes. It was truly like me almost going into the clouds. And yes, the smell was bad, but because I'm 10 years older than you, do you remember the TNT plant on Highway 58 with the copper-colored air? It was despicable.
No, I can remember the smog, though.
Well, on Highway 58, it would literally burn your nose, and it was copper-colored because the TNT plant was spewing out who knows what kind of chemicals that we were being exposed to during those times. Luckily, you know, look how good Chattanooga is. It's rare that we have those heavy, heavy, you know, smoke-filled or bad pollution days. I mean, we are in a bowl, and the bowl holds things, so sometimes it is thick. But, man, we have improved over the decades.
Right, but now you drive down from the same Ridge Cut, and it's beautiful. You see Lookout Mountain. You see the city. What a nice view and a change from that nice brown haze we used to have.
Yep, and it was just, and that became the norm, so people just didn't question it. Again, the norm, like, sometimes obesity and poor health today has become the norm, but that's for another segment. It's already time for us to take a break, Dr. Green. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health. We've got that and a bunch to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have Joey Bruns from Gold's Gym. Welcome, Joey, to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Personal, you know, a little story here. Joey has been, off and on, my personal trainer at Gold's, because I do work out there at least 5 days a week. I sometimes get actually carried away with a little bit too much workout. I was doing 6 and 7 for a few years, and now I've actually forced myself to go down. I think that sometimes it's easy to overtrain if you have the kind of neurotic nature that I do. Do you see people overtraining, Joey, sometimes like myself?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
Well, I know you because you are at the gym constantly, you see a lot of things, and I know you have to kind of reserve your opinions, because people don't take kindly to being told what to do unless they want. And if they do want, you are an incredible resource, because you are one of the most unusual as far as technique of training. You don't really do a lot of heavy weights. You do a lot of real realistic actual type of movements that really filter down to actual life, like picking up things and bending over and manipulating your life where you're not injured, and you actually can, you know, create or more strength in the weak areas that really end up devastating people. Like, how many people, I mean, you see it, Dr. Green, I mean, they bend over to pick up an ink pen and they strain something, and they like weeks, you know, hobbling around. Well, Joey is just great about that. And I know that personal training, to me, used to be a luxury, and now I think it's not a luxury. I think it's mandatory, because, again, as I spoke earlier, Putting a team together for your long-term health is imperative, and you don't do it in the emergency. You do it before that, and Joy was part of my team. Now, I know I'm sitting here doing all the talking, and you're here to you're the one that I'm supposed to be, or we're interviewing. But what I want to say is, okay, let's say that not everyone can do personal training. Mm-hmm. One is the cost. Secondly is, what's the other option to that is these classes that Golds has. So tell me, honestly, Joy, I'm not a class person too much, but I see those classes and I see people really getting good workouts. What's some of the varieties that go on with the classes, and how would a person, really journey into that?
Well, you obviously would like to eventually get a membership, but you can come in and try Gold's Gym out. We usually offer a three-day pass for free, and with that pass, you can take any of the classes. We have water aerobics, different yoga classes, body pump classes where you've got barbells and dumbbells, core classes, cycle classes, dance classes. So just about anything you can think of to help find your niche.
I want to hear, one of those was body combat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that one. Tell our listeners.
So body combat is... it is a mix of martial arts. They definitely get your endurance going. It's just tons and tons of movement, kicking and punching and twisting, and it's very intense.
Do you actually hit bags? Do you hit people?
You try not to hit anybody. The classes do get pretty crowded, but it's just more of the movement. There's no actual striking.
So no actual danger to the individual going.
No danger.
Wonderful.
Well, I'd like to get Dr. Green in there and get the punching gloves on, see what would happen.
Well, why do you think I was asking?
We do also have a punching bag in there if you want to just relieve some stress.
Well, that's excellent exercise. I haven't done that since I was a kid, but it would be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's... probably one of my most intense workouts has been in my life doing the punching bag. I was boxing there for a few years back in my 30s, and I wanted to get in the ring, but at that time I was married, and actually it was one thing my wife was very sensible about is you don't need to be fighting in the ring, but I still enjoy training.
But you know what? Something for Joey to comment on, and I tell patients this as well, find something that's actually fun for you to do. As a kid, we go out, we do things, we play, we ride bikes. It's fun. We're getting exercise because we like doing it. So I try to find things that I actually enjoy, I look forward to doing. Even if I'm tired at the end of the day, I will make myself go because I know I'm going to have a really good time. I will leave energized. How do you get people to have fun and to keep coming back?
Well, when I'm personally training, I like to dance around and sing a little bit. But normally I really show them the light and how they can improve with all their movements and just the potential. And that keeps them coming back.
Yeah, and I've watched Joy train people for, how long have you been at Gold's?
Coming on 10 years, 10
wow.
full years now.
And I signed up at Gold's the day they opened on Lee Highway. And I don't know if that's been more than 10 years or not. But
you've been there longer than I
okay.
have. So.
But again, in this world, I don't care whether we're talking about doctors, restaurants, nutrition stores, or trainers, I want the cream of the crop. I'm sorry. I want the best I can get because the best generally does not cost much more than the very normal average. And average is not getting it to me anymore. But I've watched Joy with some of his clients that have been there year after year after year. And he is he's the cream of the crop, I will have to say.
Well, thank you.
And I don't know, a lot of people just don't get the fact that they don't get the fact that average is not good as far as doing their job. And like you, Dr. Green, I mean, you put out 110% effort. Joey puts out 110. And I know that.
And of course, we're talking about Joey being excellent. If you're starting an exercise program, you do not have to already be great at that. You can be a beginner and you're going to tailor
definitely.
It to the person, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
For people just joining in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio 98.1 on the lake. And thank you for joining me, Dr. Green, and we are with Joy Bruns from Gold's Gym talking about how to get fit. My sister, who's 71 years old, 11 weeks ago, she has this huge dog, and the dog jumped one way and she kind of jumped another way and broke both of her legs, not the dog's legs, my sister's legs. She's been in a wheelchair for 10 weeks. Siskin was truly amazing, but this is what I never thought these words would come out of my sister's mouth. She knows I've been a gym addict since I was 14. I'm 60, almost 62 now. I doubt I have not missed more than 6 months working out in those amount of decades. And the only time I missed it was when I was training for a marathon. But Siskin worked her like you would work somebody as far as training, which was smart, intelligent, but very intense. After 2 weeks of Siskin, she one night in the hospital, I was there, and she said, she calls me Eddie. Eddie, if I had only known what you have known for 50 years, which is the magic of working out with weights, she said, I have never felt mentally and physically better than I have right now after 2 weeks of weight training. She almost did not want to leave Siskin because she was leaving that weight training.
Wow.
So I bought her a membership.
You know, I have a lot of patients who don't go to a gym simply because they're scared. They don't know how to use a weight. They don't know how to use the equipment. So, Joey, I imagine you teach people how to do that.
Oh, definitely. And it's good to have some fear because you could really mess yourself up, you know.
Well, that's true. But I'm saying so much fear they will not even go in the gym because they don't know what they're doing. They don't want to look stupid. But don't be afraid of that. Go see Joey and he'll teach you how to do it.
Well, great point, Dr. Green, because that is the biggest reason why many people don't go to gyms. Mm-hmm. And that was my sister's. But guess what? Now that she's so convinced of its effectiveness, and we're going to get her a personal trainer for the first 6 to 8 times that she goes. Yes, it's expensive, but so is being super ill and not recovering. It's far more expensive. And you don't have to have a trainer ongoing forever, but I'm a big fan of either doing a class where you have somebody to follow and or a personal trainer, unless you're just really into the gym setting like I am.
And it's okay to not know how to do it. Again, you have people like Joey that will teach you. Half the time, I don't know what I'm doing, and I go ask somebody. I see somebody doing an exercise I've never done. I ask them why they're doing it. People that live in the gym don't mind doing that. We ask each other. I took a TRX class years ago because I thought, well, how do you exercise with a strap and a handle? I don't know how to do it, so I took a class on that. But these are the kind of things you'll learn at Gold's Gym through Joey.
You just got to keep learning and connecting the dots.
Connecting the dots.
And don't be afraid to ask. Go to the gym. Talk to Joey. Learn. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Well, again, ask the right people, because there are some people in gym settings, as Joey knows all too well,
ask the professional. That's true.
Yeah, the recipe for disaster, or the person who it's obviously quite experienced. I mean, you've been in the gym for decades. Someone could ask you, and you would not give them bad advice. You wouldn't tell them to start doing heavy deadlifts when they're walking in and they have not ever lifted a weight before, because then they won't be able to get out of bed for the next 5 days, mm-hmm. Or they'll hurt themselves terribly. I know. My goal in the gym, first off, when I signed up with Joey, was to do something called muscle ups. And muscle ups, if you Google it, is quite the challenge, especially I don't use age ever as an excuse, but Joey can do muscle ups. I've counted about 5 people in the past 5 years I've seen at the gym who can do a muscle up. It's really doing a chin up where you also, in one movement, you chin up, but in the whole course of it, you're flipping yourself on top of the bar, not just doing the chin up. And it takes a coordinated effort of strength, flexibility, speed, timing, you name it. It has to be there for a muscle up. Well,
it's advanced. If you don't know what you're doing, you can injure yourself.
And that's where I ended up, only injury I've ever had in my life. The dip bar broke at Gold's, and I dislocated both my thumbs Joy was standing there. He wasn't training me. I did this on my own, and the equipment broke. This has never happened before that I'd ever seen, and it crushed both my thumbs. And I could not, this is embarrassing, but I had to have my buddies in the locker room zip my pants and button my shirt for a month because the thumbs were working. You know, you forget how important daggum thumbs are until something happens. But I was almost, wasn't I, Joy, almost on the verge of my muscle up when that happened. He had me so freaking close. And now, you know, the thumb thing just is throwing a wrench. No, it's not a life-threatening thing. And if I don't do it, it's not the end of my life. But I was damn close to it.
You know, some of the take-home from that, most people are not going to want to do a muscle up. That's something I've done as well. Haven't, thankfully, had the equipment give out on me. I've had equipment break at other times, like cables and whatnot, which is actually quite painful. But if you can't do a pull-up, there are actually machines that help you do that.
Exactly.
So a lot of people, I tell patients, hey, do like Herschel Walker does, push-ups, pull-ups. It's a really easy thing to do. You can do it anywhere. they all say, well, I can't do a pull-up. Yes, you can.
We've got cables. You can.
You may currently struggle with it, but you can get out there and do it.
Percentage of your body weight, less and less. So, and then work up to your body weight.
And Joey can show you the machine that does that, teach you how to do it, work up to doing your own body weight.
Teach. That's exactly right. Good instruction. And the thing is, and please forgive me if I'm a little harsh about it, all these people who say, yeah, I've got these little, you know, dumbbells at home and I work out in the morning. They're not doing it. No, it's not cutting the mustard. I'm sorry. 99% of you people who think you're doing that is not getting much headway toward physical strength and flexibility. You don't have to hire a personal trainer. There's enough we can learn on our own. But Joey and Gold's Gym has been really great for me. Joey, tell people if they want to investigate these classes, what would be their next step?
Just go into your local Gold's Gym. Mm-hmm. We've got 5 locations around. I work at the one on Lee Highway. You just come in, talk to the people at the front desk. They'll get somebody to show you around the gym, mm-hmm. tell you what kind of deal we can get for you. And
if we, I'm curious about this. I know about the one downtown. That's the Gold's that I use sometimes. Where are the 5 locations? I mean, just roughly.
We've got one in Dalton, Hickson, Cleveland, downtown, like you said, Lee right. Highway. Yeah, I think that's
all the way from Dalton to Cleveland. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so no excuse. And when you have a membership at one, you can go to the others, correct?
Correct. You can go to basically 700 different locations if you've got a corporate membership.
Oh, that's right. You know, I always forget that when I go out of town.
So wait a minute now. That's interesting to me since I travel some too. So if I'm out of town and I have a membership, I can go to another one.
Mm-hmm. For nothing.
Nothing.
Very nice.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
A good deal.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Go Gold's.
And if you go into Gold's, tell them you heard this on Vital Health Radio because they want to know that where their you know, where their clients are coming from. Well, guess what? It's already time for us to take another break. And when we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health and nutrition. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are back here talking about our personal journeys and hopefully helping you to empower yourself to be healthier. Have you eaten any place new this week?
You know, I wish I could say that I did, but I didn't. How about you?
I did. Well, it's not new to me, but I think it is new to most people. It's a little cafe up in Hickson called Fresh Pot. And yes, it does sound like a hemp store, but it's not. You know, I'm not sure which country they come from. Scandinavia or Bolivia or something. But it's that old school type of food preparation where everything that I can see is from scratch. It is modestly priced. It has great healthy options, and again, plenty of somewhat not. It's not a big menu, but it's called Fresh Pot, and it's near the Formosa and near the Planet Fitness right up there on Hickson Pike. But I'm telling you, my daughter Katie always is really complaining because Chattanooga does not have, at least on this side of town especially, a restaurant that makes true soup the way it's supposed to be made. What is that? Using ingredients from the earth and not filling it full of chemical spices. Well, Fresh Pot, I'm telling you, I had a spinach soup this past week that was to die for. Using real heavy cream, no chemicals, fresh spinach. And then 3 weeks ago, I had a squash soup. And both of these days, I bought an extra one to take to Katie, and she actually texted me after the squash soup and said, where did you get that? That's the best soup I have ever had in my life. So I want you and your friends to go to Fresh Pot up on Hickson Pike.
You know, I'm thinking about a week ago or so, I'm thinking the Chattanooga Market, that open air down there, downtown started back up. Have you been to that?
A few times I have been.
Yeah. Do you like that?
I do, because, again, we're getting back to the people who have roots and connections to doing things generally the right way. I mean, everything down to the ceramics to the – I bought an ink pen down there about 3 years ago that a guy actually made. It was from wood. He told me about the tree. I love knowing the history of many things, including my food, of course. And we have become disconnected in this society, and it's almost become – you know, just a commodity. And I'm tired of living a commodity life. I want something more authentic where there's roots. I mean, I want to know what is the history of what I'm journeying into with most of my thing, not everything. I don't really give a crap about, you know, where did my shoes come from? Some people do. I don't. But I love the other stuff. I truly do. And I'm attracted to it. And so I guess that market opens this week or next week or something.
I was thinking it might have opened last week. I haven't been either. But, you know, it's a wonderful place. I would encourage the listeners to try it out as well.
Well, again, Fresh Pod up in Hickson.
Oh, did you try those Brussels sprouts I told you about? Food Works?
You know, I've not been back since you mentioned it. I was I'll go ahead and mention this. I was going there this past Wednesday. And I decided I got sidelined, and I went to Terra Nostra, which is another local, unbelievable, a little bit pricey, but incredible salmon that I had with some spinach and something else. Here's the deal, though. They have been doing this for 20-plus years. They are from another country I cannot remember, and they care greatly about their foods to a point that it is insane. But they're retiring. They're going to be closing probably the end of June.
Is that the place in somewhere in North Shore you mentioned that was going to close down within the next month?
Yeah, if you walked out of Walgreens out there and you turn left, it's just about maybe 75 yards from Walgreens, Terra Nostra. You want a special dinner one night, especially if you have a date or it's romantic or you wonderful atmosphere.
And I was trying to find... or remember that the other day. I couldn't even remember the name of it. Is that near Taco Mamacita's or Milk and Honey, anywhere in that
area? Well, it's, again, I wouldn't want to walk to Taco Mamacita's from here. It's a little bit lengthy, but not far. Again, it's out of Walgreens right to the left. And I've been doing, for my staff at the store, we've been doing this training called First Line. Actually, it's called First Line something. It's funny, I can't remember it. But what it has to do with is we're really partnering with healthcare practitioner Meredith Mason. She's a nurse practitioner with four of my health counselors.
And who has been on our show.
That's right, been on our show. We've done a couple with Meredith. Unbelievable knowledge. She's really into functional medicine and has her own clinic called Brio, B-R-I-O. But we are doing this heavy, heavy-duty training for seven of my staff members. And I'm saying all that to say they catered in Milk and Honey yesterday. We had this food from lunch there, and I have never been there. I was so impressed because the salad, the chicken, and the quality of that food was truly what I strive for and what I wish Chattanooga had more of. Have you eaten there?
Yeah, it's high quality. I've gotten, I hate to say it, but like the ice cream, the pastries, things like that. So I've gotten the less healthy options, but one of my kids just loves that place. So I've been there in years past and recently. It's a great, great place. I would encourage people to try it out.
Yep. And again, we're doing this training called First Line Therapy. And what it'll be is a 12-week program that you would sign up for, and you would be seeing the nurse practitioner four times, and you'd be seeing our health coaches or certified health coaches eight times. So in a period of 12 weeks, you're going to be schooled and educated and truly you're holding your hands on any goals that you want to optimize your health, your weight, your energy. And this is including medical foods. It's including the kind of education that's not out to sell you anything. It's there to help you to optimize your health. So we're going to be launching that in about 2 weeks at Nutrition World called First Line Therapy, and I'm very excited about it. It's very costly for me to have my staff to do this, but we'll keep you up on that. I will also.
And there was also the new program. Forgive me if I get the name wrong. Wellness Plus.
Oh, thank you for saying. Yeah, and I don't want to sound like I'm hogging the Nutrition World stuff here, but Wellness Plus is a card we introduced that we're also. And really, Dr. Green, I think you've been instrumental to help me have the confidence to bridge the gap between, you know, kind of my world's kind of on the right and your world's on the other side, has been, but that isn't the way it will continue to be. We are, if we don't change the healthcare system the way it is today, it will go bankrupt. It cannot survive with the rising rates of diabetes and obesity. It simply can't make it through a type of medicine that's only treating symptoms. We have to get to the root cause. And we were doing trainings this week through this first line therapy. A physician out of Canada said that, you know, they are only given 7.5 minutes to consult with any patient because it's totally government funded. 7.5 minutes. Lordy, I don't know about you.
That's how long it takes me to say hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Green. That's right. Because you have to connect on some emotional level in order to ever get anywhere with a conversation. And if you are only having 7.5 minutes, heck, it took me 7.5 minutes to get you to get your headphones on this morning. So it's,
I think it was more like 8. Well, you know, but that's true. And I spend this, the first several minutes a lot of times catching up, you know, what's going on in their lives. So it does take longer. And you're right. But think about this. We've had, say, Dr. Lasar. We'll toot his horn. So Chris Lasar on the show, and think how much non-traditional medicine that he teaches his patients, and he's a vascular surgeon. So it's not just you. It's not just me. The word is getting out there, and the, I guess, blending of traditional and non-traditional is happening. It just is, and that's what we're doing.
It is. It will happen. It you know, I'm an impatient being. I wish it could happen quicker, but my goal is to at least put a system in place where people like yourself or Dr. Lasar or some of the other growing amounts, which I'm only guessing is only about 25% at most, would really embrace it. But that's more than the 1% that used to be there 15, 20 years ago. But we're hoping to, you know, give you guys and you women the confidence that, you know, Nutrition World can help patients if they are the kind who want to be empowered. We know a lot of people simply don't. They want the magic bullet, or they hope there is one and they want you to fix them. And sometimes you don't need to be empowered. Heck, if somebody comes to you with a UTI or a broken this or, you know, some kind of skin infection, you don't really need to learn a whole lot. You need to fix them, and then life goes on. But, you know, but the thing is, health is very complex. There's no doubt in this chaotic, crazy world that we live in. And I was on the TV this week. I do 3+U every few weeks with Julie, and I kind of got on a rant because we were talking about this Wellness Plus card, which is a card. It's $10 a month. It entitles you to 3 different appointments of 50 minutes each for health counselors, the weight loss clinic, the registered dietitian. You get to choose who you want. And I went on a rant that I separate the world into 2 classes of people now, learners and non-learners. If you want to age gracefully, be healthy, and not get significant disease, you will have to exit the world of being a non-learner. Sorry. I wish it could be that someone could solve all your problems with health, but it can't. You have to journey into this as a partner, and that requires learning, maybe reading, maybe listening, maybe going to one of our lectures, maybe doing what Dr. Green suggests if you want to read something or learn more. It just is. So I'm all about helping learners, and I get frustrated with non-learners. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, I think people are Googling more. My patients, anyway, are coming in educated. They're bringing articles with them. They've already Googled everything. Not that I believe in Dr. Google. It's not that. But they're coming in better educated than they were, say, 10, 15 years ago. And they have the proper questions to ask, and we can have an intelligent discussion. Now, of course, let's mention as well, you know, we've talked about the hepatitis outbreaks. Now there's measles outbreaks. So it's a great time to be an educated consumer in that area. You've got to be careful where you eat. You have to be careful with exposure to different infectious disease. And it's a dangerous place out there. So I'll tell you what, be educated. Keep up on what's going on in the community infection-wise, and be educated about your own health care, and go and ask your provider about it.
Absolutely. And accumulate, in my opinion, one of the most important pieces of information I would like to express to people is you have to get a team together before the plane's crashing. You don't get in a small airplane and put on a parachute and not know how to use it until the engine quits. You'd learn before the engine starts sputtering. So even if you're healthy, accumulate people in your world. You only need 2 or 3, but find people who you trust, who's not going to use fear as a total motivation. They want to use other methods to help you to be healthy, like Dr. Green does. which is kindness and love and education and wisdom and respecting what you want along this journey. If you don't have those kind of people, fire the ones you do and get the new ones, please. Or else when that plane engine starts sputtering, you can't change in the midst of that going down. So then you're kind of stuck. And that's not a healthy, good place to be when you're stuck with people who are not giving you wise advice. And the world is full of all industries, mine included, that we're not getting the wise advice. Because some of the advice that, you know, harsh, I mean, you know, I'm a little bit way out there as far as pharmaceuticals, but, you know, pharmaceuticals are very dangerous things, and if improperly used, improperly chosen, and you are the person who really ponders that, and I appreciate it
and
very much.
Properly used and properly prescribed, they're wonderful things.
Yep.
They make your life better.
Absolutely, they can save your life. Dang, how does 14 minutes go by that fast?
And because we talk too much.
Well, it's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, download their wonderful free app or visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Now, in the past, we've talked a lot about freedom from anxiety, but today we're going to talk about a kindred topic, which is forgiveness. In his book, Forgive and Forget, Dr. Lewis Smedes has written, "Revenge never evens the score. For alienated people never keep score of wrongs by the same mathematics. Forgiveness is the only way to stop the cycle of unfair pain turning in your memory." Now, Jesus, speaking to a Pharisee in Luke chapter 7, verses 44 through 47, said, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little." Think about what it means to us to forgive another person. Forgiveness is a decision to let go. It means that you no longer allow someone else to cause you bitterness, resentment, anger, or pain. God wants you to be at peace, fearless, full of faith, hope, and love. He does not want you to be full of anxiety and anger. But forgiveness does not mean you will not remember the hurt. Forgiveness does not mean that you excuse someone's behavior. Forgiveness does not mean you condone another's actions. Forgiveness does not mean that a relationship must continue. Forgiveness is necessary to begin the healing process, however. Dr. Smedes' conclusion is that forgiveness is love's toughest work and love's biggest risk. Let me conclude with a verse from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, which reminds us that we have been forgiven of much more than we will ever need to forgive. "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. Very, very important message, being kind and compassionate. Also to ourselves, because we can be our own worst enemy. And that is something that I have seen really decimate people's health when they're walking around thinking of themselves as a worthless being. Unworthiness is epidemic, and it's something we all seem to be wired for in this society. You know, on the news...
And the society teaches that. Look at what they show perfection, so-called yes. perfection on TV, perfection in the media, perfection in your magazines, and those things are, most of them aren't real. It's just a fake perception that everybody else is perfect. Social media, there's another one. Everybody else has a perfect life. Why isn't mine? And half the people on there, probably more than that, are making up a world that may not even exist. It may not be as perfect. So be happy where you are. Learn to forgive yourself and live that fierce life like you in the biplane, like you put up on mm-hmm. Facebook the other day. I mean, enjoy your life. But it is hard to forgive yourself sometimes. I think it's harder to forgive yourself than other people.
Absolutely. And it's not going to happen without a focus and an effort and an intention. Intentions, to me, are the seeds that develop and produce the outcomes. Because even in health, if you're not journeying into the place of food and exercise and sleep and emotions, you're going to be lost in the jungle. Because you're exactly right. We are being pummeled by constant messages that we are not good enough, and we don't know what we're doing, and we have to hire, you know, 23 experts, and anything goes wrong in our life, we can't rely on ourselves because, of course, you're going to screw it up. And it's just a not healthy place. To change the subject totally,
we're not supposed to be perfect either.
No, we're not.
By the way.
But to change the subject totally, how about the 10 states that have had a beef recall for E. coli? It's kind of scary stuff. I mean, we all want to eat. We need to eat. And then we have these kind of things happening. Have you seen anything?
Thankfully, no E. coli in the office. I mean, I've had a few scares that maybe we would. No measles yet. There's the measles outbreak as well, the hepatitis A outbreaks. We've talked about those on the show. So infectious disease is rampant. And, yes, the biggest things right now, what measles and E. coli, I think, are the what you mentioned with the E. coli outbreaks. So if you're getting a gastroenteritis, yeah, go see your medical provider. Go get checked, unless it is self-resolving within about 24 hours.
Absolutely, because once something happens, then you need to make fairly aggressive efforts to make sure that things don't fall apart. However, here's my take on a lot of the E. coli. The reason that the foods have it is because of something called CAFO, concentrated animal feeding operations. That is the main reason that we're getting so much of these recalls with these bacteria. When you put animals together in closed, concentrated fences and different places that you have to feed them in tight areas, they poop in tight areas, they drink water in crowded places, you can't help but the meat be tainted, because it's not the way nature intended. Go back to the way that nature put this together. You never would find 100 animals packed into a small part of a jungle. It's not going to happen, because they know better. So as long as we continue to try to produce the cheapest food possible without any other requirements, this is never going to end. It's going to be a fact of life.
Now, I wonder if they're still putting antibiotics in the feed. Do you know?
They are, and it has been reduced probably by 25%, but there's still 75% of the companies that use antibiotics. In fact,
and that's breeding drug-resistant germs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you do that, and the germs breed, and then you put the animals in tight quarters. You imagine if we humans lived in that kind of tight quarters, and, well, we did through some periods of history, and then the plague would hit. Well, you know, from mice and rats, and it would devastate an entire community within a week because of the concentrated environmental conditions. Well, the same thing happens to animals. So we are our own worst enemy, and we can rise above this. There is hope, and you have to make wise choices. You have to have the history. You know more about where your food's coming from. It's a scary world, but it doesn't have to be if you are empowered with knowledge. And that, again, is, you know, again, nutrition world is trying to do that, is helping people being empowered. In fact, I have a national podcast, The Holistic Navigator. Dr. Mercola, he's out there, and I know traditional docs don't really probably embrace him too much, because he's a wild thinker, I would say that. But he has the number one health website in the world. He has millions of subscribers. He has written many books, one a lot of them on keto and intermittent fasting. I have met him before, but I got to I interviewed him this past week on the Holistic Navigator, and that is pretty significant. No, very few people get to interview Dr. McCullough because he's just that he doesn't really give interviews. So I was very honored the fact that he would be able and willing to let me have 40 minutes of his time. So if you want to listen to some really interesting conversation, go to The Holistic Navigator and tune in.
And let me say also, with the measles outbreak we're having for the last, oh gosh, maybe 2-3 weeks, a rush on two things. Vaccines, same thing with the hepatitis A vaccine, as well as people coming in trying to get tested for immunity. So you can get tested to find out if your MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine that you got in childhood is still effective. Very easy to do. Your medical provider can do it. So just go ask if that's what you want. We're having a rush on that test right now. So most of the medical providers would not hesitate to do that for any patient out there.
Well, and that's very good advice. I think people at my age, you know, some of us, like I did, have measles. It was, I think we have fallen into a panic situation sometimes. Like I heard on the news, it just spun my head around that this man who they thought had measles had pumped gas at a gas station. And so it was on the main local news, and it said no one should go to this gas station because this man who they thought had measles had pumped gas. That is the biggest crock of you know what. We all went through measles back in the 50s and 60s. Yes, it's not perfect. Yes, there were a few people who had problems, but 99% did not. This is not the plague of the 20s and 30s that wiped out societies. And trust your own body's inherent robust immune system if you're taking care of yourself. Still do everything right. But we cannot run from these all every pathogen that's ever been placed on this earth, because then we're like the animals
You'd never leave the house.
You'd never leave the house. You'd be in a cave. You'd wear masks all the time. Trust your body. Treat it like a temple, and then trust that you were given the strength to endure almost every infection. How many infections have you ever had in your life that killed you? If you're listening to me, none. None. Zero. And most of those you did not seek treatment for, and some you did. They can save your life, but your own body will save it probably more than anybody else or anything else with the help of your team. Back into the team conversation.
Now, as a counter to that, though, be careful when you're eating out. Make sure it's at a quality establishment. Oh. Make sure the employees are washing their hands.
Yep.
If you did go and pump gas, I mean, anytime you handle something someone else has, yes, you may have been contaminated. You're much more likely to catch a cold than measles. But you could be contaminated with something. It is a possibility. Wash your hands. I mean, just take precautions, simple precautions. Make sure if you have ground beef especially, that it's cooked well.
Yeah.
Simple precautions can keep you from getting sick.
Yeah, even if it has got stuff in it, if it's cooked well, it's going to kill it. So thank you for that. That's a good closing on that. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition, again, of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and fearless day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.